This is episode 130 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm talking about the alien abduction experiences described by Jim Sparks. Jim Sparks, born Vincent Sparacino in 1954, is best known for his book, The Keepers, An Alien Message for the Human Race, in which he gives a detailed account of repeated alien abduction experiences. Sparks said these encounters lasted for many years and involved conscious memory rather than memories recovered through hypnosis. His case became notable because of the amount of detail he gave about the beings and the message he believed he was being given. His account includes physical abductions, medical procedures, encounters with hybrid children, and warnings about environmental destruction. Sparks said the experiences began suddenly and without his consent. In the early encounters, he would wake at night unable to move. He described being aware of beings in the room and feeling that his body was under outside control. He could not speak or resist physically, but he remained mentally alert. He said the beings communicated directly into his mind. He described it as telepathic, with images and information placed directly into his thoughts. Jim said he was taken from familiar surroundings and placed in unfamiliar rooms. He remembered being handled by small grey beings with large eyes and smooth, expressionless faces. These beings performed tasks rather than held conversations. They moved efficiently and gave the impression of being workers. Jim later described them as worker-type greys. He also described taller beings who appeared to supervise the smaller ones. They directed events and communicated more clearly. Sparks came to believe there were different kinds of beings involved in his experiences, including biological greys, worker greys, and other entities. In later interviews, he also referred to reptilian beings. His account presents the visitors as organized, with roles and hierarchy. He said the beings taught him an alien alphabet through repeated lessons. In these sessions, he was shown symbols and expected to learn them. One lesson began with his name appearing in English, followed by unfamiliar characters. He was required to match symbols and respond correctly. The process was controlled and repetitive. Jim said the lessons were not optional. If he resisted or became angry, the air pressure increased to a painful level. The symbols were not presented simply as ordinary letters. He came to understand them as units of information that could carry larger meanings. He described the instruction as a form of training designed to teach him how to communicate or understand information in the visitor's system. He described the lessons as strict, at times harsh, and often emotionally difficult. He felt he was being conditioned to cooperate. Over time, he said he became less resistant. Not because the experiences became ordinary, but because he began to understand that there was structure and purpose behind them. One of his most detailed experiences took place at Fort Myers Beach, Florida, on March 7, 1994. He said he had gone to sleep in a beach house near the Gulf of Mexico. In the early morning, he woke when something shook his foot. Standing in the room was a being dressed like a man from an old gangster film. The figure wore a suit, dark shirt, tie, and fedora. At first, it looked almost human because of the clothing, but Jim said the face and eyes were clearly not human. The being communicated telepathically and told him that the boss wanted to see him. He said this encounter differed from earlier abductions because he was not taken in the usual state of terror and paralysis. Instead, he found himself walking outside with the being. He remembered the beach setting and the movement toward the water. The experience was unusual because the being appeared in a disguised or altered form. Sparks later understood this as a screen image, meaning the visitor used a projected or modified appearance that made it look like something from human culture. Jim believed the screen image showed that the beings could alter human perception. They could appear in forms that the human mind would recognize, even if the underlying being was not human. In this case, the image of a gangster-like figure seemed to serve as a cover or translation. Jim did not interpret the clothing as literal fashion. He took it as evidence of the visitor's ability to manipulate appearance. Jim said he was placed on tables and examined. The procedures included physical checks and reproductive interventions. He believed the visitors collected human genetic material. He found these experiences disturbing, especially because they were performed without ordinary human consent. Over time, however, he came to believe the procedures were connected to a wider program involving the preservation of genetic material and the creation of hybrid beings. One of the most significant personal experiences he described was his meeting with a young hybrid girl. He said she appeared to be about 12 years old. She had pale skin, blonde hair, and features that were mostly human but noticeably different. Her eyes were larger than normal, and her face had a delicate, unusual appearance. He said he felt an immediate emotional recognition. He believed she was his hybrid daughter. During this encounter, Jim said he communicated with the girl telepathically. They engaged in a mental exercise or game involving symbols. He described it as a kind of thought-based tug of war. The meeting affected him strongly because it gave the reproductive procedures a personal outcome. Another important episode involved what Jim said the beings gave him as a present. During one encounter, they showed him a small box containing a brown, sticky substance. At first, he was angry. He did not understand what it was. The beings then indicated his chest, and he realized that the substance was tar removed from his lungs. He had been a heavy smoker. He believed the visitors had cleaned his lungs and were showing him the material they had taken out. He understood the box as evidence that procedure had been performed on his body. The presentation of the tar carried a direct message about the damage smoking had caused. Sparks saw the act as intervention rather than symbolic display. It was a physical removal of harmful material, followed by a demonstration of what had been removed. In one of his encounters, he saw a large, beautiful bird resembling a phoenix. He described it as having gold and silver feathers and bright blue eyes. The image was powerful and appeared to carry some special meaning. When he asked what it represented, he received a mental impression showing the bird represented a symbol of the visitor's civilization. Environmental warnings became one of the main themes of Jim's later experiences. He said the being showed him images of Earth's natural beauty, followed by scenes of destruction. These included polluted water, dead fish, damaged forests, and other signs of ecological collapse. The message he received was that humanity was damaging the planet and that this damage had serious consequences. He also believed that agreements had once been made between the visitors and human authorities. According to Jim, these agreements involved environmental action and possibly rules around contact. He said the visitors indicated that those agreements had not been honoured. As a result, he believed they began contacting ordinary people more directly. Jim understood his own role as that of a witness who was expected to speak publicly about what he had been shown. In another encounter, Jim says he suddenly found himself in a wooded clearing at night where around 15 people were lying on the ground near him with two other groups nearby. Most were in nightclothes or nude, and he described them as conscious but disorientated and partly or fully paralysed. One standing man told him the last thing he remembered was driving home, while a distressed blonde woman lay on the ground crying. Jim says an alien appeared beside him and gave him a telepathic order to calm him, and then ordered him to calm the woman as well. After three glowing craft descended over the groups, Jim blacked out and awoke in what he described as a large foyer with his group in a dazed state. He then heard the instruction, "Lead them," and walked down a corridor while the group followed. In a large room filled with rows of monitors and seats, he was told to seat them, which he did one by one. The group was then shown images of Earth's natural beauty, followed by scenes of pollution and ecological damage, accompanied by the message that humanity was killing the planet. Later, Jim found himself with the same group in a smaller room, where they were naked and bore fresh surgical marks, and he was again instructed to calm them before being told to find and put on his own clothes. Over the years, Jim said his relationship to the experiences changed. He did not describe them as easy or pleasant, and he did not deny the fear involved. But he said he gradually moved from resistance to cooperation. He believed the encounters had a purpose, and that the visitors were trying to prepare him to understand and deliver a warning. In this episode, I was talking about the alien abduction experiences described by Jim Sparks. And my book, which is titled Aspects of Alien Abduction, Volume 1, will be out on May 25th on Amazon. You'll be able to get it on paperback, audiobook, and Kindle. And if you want to support the podcast, you can sign up to Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/alienUFOpodcast. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.